We're going to be talking about our big party coming up on July 25th from 6 to 9 o'clock at the Destination Sports and Arts Complex. That's 1103 East Loman. And we are celebrating our 9th anniversary, and we are going to be featuring some of the people who you know from the shows on air, but you may not be aware of their musical talents. And we're so excited to be able to provide a platform and have a big old party for everybody to come listen to you guys. We're, right now we've got Clint Wilcox and Julian Medina.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I like that you borrowed from Casey. Julian, why don't we start with you? You are the sound engineer or the sound mixer for Local Vibes Live. You've been a part of that show right from the very beginning when Alex and Casey were kind of kicking around the ideas for it. Can you kind of talk about your experience working with that a little bit? And then tell us a little bit about Jet Zero. Who is that guy?
All right. I've been working with Casey and Alex for Local Vibes Live, and we've been going for about a year now, and it's been very solid, very successful, very fun. I really love it. My job on that team is I handle all the audio production and mixing for the band and make sure that we broadcast that to the booth.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And Jet Zero, how long have where did that come from?
So Jet Zero, that's my little solo project. It was born in 2019 in Los Angeles, California. I started it off as a one-man band. Now that I'm here in Las Cruces, I do more of just a solo act, just a guitar and vocals. But what that is it's basically a mixture of all my roots and influences in music. I compiled all that together, and I play a mixture of covers and original music. And the genres would be, I guess you could say, like classic country, 60s rock and roll, punk, and alternative music.
That's a pretty wide field to choose from.
Yeah. If anyone wants kind of an idea, there's more info on my Instagram at _JetZero.
Hey, Clinton, tell us a little bit first about your show, Christian Classics 101, how you came up with the idea for that and what it's all about.
Sure. Well, Christian Classics 101 was actually an idea that I had at some point for an internet radio station. That radio station never came about, but when I discovered that there was a local radio station here in Las Cruces, I decided to take that idea and pitch it for a show here. I also am from California. I'm from Fresno, California, but I moved here about a little over 5 years ago and pitched the idea, and it's basically just playing classic Christian rock and metal from the 70s to the 90s and a little bit of modern mixed in. But the idea is to, number one, to introduce bands that most people probably have never heard of or have never heard. Whether you're Christian or not a Christian, you can probably discover something that you'll like, but also to kind of talk a little bit about the history of Christian rock, you know, where it came from, the various important players, and also to talk about the interaction that it has with mainstream rock, because there's a lot more that that people don't know, regarding the interplay between Christian rock and mainstream rock.
And you are at least one band. So can you talk a little bit about that?
I currently play with three bands, and I also play at a church. So that's additional music that I play. One band is Kissing Leia, which is an 80s rock band. I also play with Triple Jack, which does classic rock with a little modern thrown in. And my third one is actually an extension of my solo playing, because I also do solo gigs. But I wanted to put a band together because, you know, I can do solo at certain venues, but other venues require a band. So I wanted to put a band together as sort of an extension of my solo playing to get into venues that I wouldn't be able to get into with just myself. And so that band is called the Cuatro Cincos.
And what you guys are both fairly new to the community. What has your opinion been of the music scene, the live music scene here in Las Cruces, and for a musician? I've heard a lot that the lack of venues and things like that, it can be a little bit challenging. I mean, what has your experiences been like?
So I grew up here in the punk scene of Las Cruces, and it's always been kind of like an independently run community scene. And right up until, I would say, 2014 was when it kind of died off and I moved away. I recently moved back here in 2022, and I've noticed that there's been a significant change, especially locally with, like, breweries and more coffee shops. It really has grown, and I'm really excited to see the potential and where it's going as well.
Yeah,
as for me, Julian says he was in Los Angeles for a time in the music scene there. If you're going to be in the music scene, LA is where you want to be. In Fresno, it's dead. I'm a classically trained musician myself, and I was able to play in some bands there in Fresno. I played in, a classic rock band, and I also played in, like, a Christian rock and worship band. But the venues to play there, it's basically non-existent. Most of the music that goes on is jazz and classical because of the various schools and colleges that are there. Mm-hmm. So when I moved to Las Cruces, it definitely had a much more active scene than I was expecting. And I was kind of surprised because being so close to the Mexican border, I was expecting there to be a lot of mariachi bands and country bands as well. But no, there's a metal scene, pretty hardcore metal scene, especially out of El Paso, but here in Las Cruces also, because I have played with an original hard rock band called Theory 7. We've been on hiatus for a few years because we've had trouble finding a new singer. But so I had a little bit of experience in the original scene too. But yeah, here in Las Cruces, I'm hearing about new bands playing all the time. There's like 20 or 30 bands,
right,
which can make it a little bit difficult because it's so competitive to play here. And yeah, as you mentioned, the venues seem to be, there are some, but there used to be a lot more than there are now. So really, if you want to have a really active music career, you kind of need to look outside, like El Paso, Alamogordo, some of the other places. But there are, there is some opportunity here to play and make some money as a musician too, because I do primarily covers, and so that's kind of where my niche in the community is, and that's kind of where I'm getting my experience as well here in town.
What instrument or instruments?
I'm a piano/keyboard player, and I also play clarinet. Clarinet I actually kind of consider to be my main instrument, but there isn't a whole lot of work for classical musicians. The classical field is even more competitive and cutthroat than the rock field. So I kind of gave up on doing that. I was kind of heading in that direction back in California, but after moving out here, I've started focusing more on the contemporary styles, and so for that I play primarily keyboard.
And Julian?
I'm a multi-instrumentalist. I play mostly string instruments. I started here in Las Cruces playing mariachi when I was younger. So my roots are in that type of music. I play guitar, bass, this instrument called the vihuela, which is a small strumming instrument. I also play drums, and I produce music as well for Jet Zero.
Yeah, so something I will mention is, being a clarinet player, there's an instrument that I started playing with some of the bands called an aerophone, which is like an electronic wind instrument, which has been really cool because, I don't play saxophone or flute, but now I can because of the aerophone, and being a clarinet player, the skills on that have kind of transferred over. So I play that as well.
Those things are cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Julian, can you talk a little bit about Local Vibes Live? And as you mentioned, 1 year anniversary in June, and I still remember the first show with Era Snow, and just a solo act playing a guitar. And anybody who's heard her knows she has a very soft and delicate voice. And we, at that point, we were thinking, man, are we ever going to be able to do a full band with a drum kit? And we thought we'd only be able to do a cajon and. You can talk about a little bit about how far we've come in just that first year.
Well, yeah, we've really gone a long way. When I first started this, just as a producer standpoint, I really wanted to see the potential of the room and the studio and how we can make live music work here. And, to start it off, we started small with solo acts. Era Snow was just a guitar and a vocal, and we really grew from there after doing the first maybe three sessions. I really could see that there was more potential here and enough room to really grow. And I, f- I'm not too exactly sure which show it was, but we ended up just experimenting. I believe it was one of the local jazz groups here in town. They had a jazz drummer, and he played nice and quiet.
That was our own Mark Mathias.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that was Mark Mathias, who has a show every Friday morning.
All right. And I, you
Lush
know,
Life, that was the
Lush
stage.
Life Quintet,
yes,
that's right. And I really was excited because he was one of the few drummers that plays with dynamics and things like that. He really knew how to play to the room. That gave me a really good idea and kind of just some leeway to see the potential of having drums here. And now I believe we're on our 11th show, I want to say, and or maybe 12th. And we can fully incorporate full bands now at this point.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Dean Mattson and Tom Larkin, who have been, you know, helping produce that as well.
Yes, Dean and Tom, thank you guys very much. A big help.
Yeah, I've actually been, I did a guest spot on Tom Larkin's show a few weeks ago, and he told me that local bands in general just kind of have issues with dynamics and things. So finding a drummer who can do dynamics is like finding, you know, the most rare jewel or something.
It is. You know? It's really fun for a producer to get a drummer with dynamics.
What does that mean, dynamic?
So like a, you know, drummers, they don't play through an amp, so they really have to dial it in with their ears to know how loud to play or soft to play in a certain room. And, you know, what they'll do is they'll isolate themselves in the room they're going to perform in, and then they kind of play their kit around to determine at what volume they're going to play. And then, you know, a good drummer can tell. And once they get to that point, then the rest of the instruments kind of set their volume levels according to that.
So it all starts with the drums.
Yeah, it usually does. When I'm mixing a band, I usually start with the drums. Get a good drum, solid drum mix, and then I go from there.
Clinton, I know, you know, along with your show, you're also one of the members of the programming committee. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with them and, you know, how that has kind of added to your KTAL involvement?
Well, sure. The programming committee is basically just the committee that will listen to the the proposals. You know, for someone who wants to pitch a show to us, we'll record about a 10-minute proposal or so, and then send it to us, and then we listen to that proposal, and then we get together at one of our monthly meetings, and we talk about the proposal. We bring the host on, kind of talk to him, get some more information, him or her, I should say, and get more information, and you know, just kind of through that interaction and through listening to the proposal, we make a determination on whether or not we think that would make a good show. And then after the potential host leaves, we would then vote on it. And that's primarily what the PAC does. It has other responsibilities as well, regarding just, you know, anything regarding programming. You know, when we talk about various music that we might play for, for a holiday or something, all that kind of stuff is talked about at the PAC meetings as well. And I've had a very positive experience with it, and it's always interesting to kind of hear the ideas of the people who want to host shows on our station. And it doesn't take up a whole lot of time because it's the meetings are only once a month, but there are certain things we have to do aside from the meeting where we have to, you know, listen to the proposals to be prepared to talk about them, or, you know, it might be something that we need to read to prepare or something. So it's gotten me a little bit more involved, but it's not like the time commitment of the century or anything, you know? Yeah. It has been an interesting experience though.
Well, and you get to hear a lot of, one of the things is I sit in on all the meetings, and, I'm always interested in where people come up with their ideas, like you, for your show. I mean, that's not one you hear about all the time. So,
yeah, I was actually I thought it was kind of a long shot because, you know, rock and metal is already kind of a niche amongst amongst music. But then you throw Christian into the mix, and that's like probably even a smaller group of people who would listen to that. Although I've part of why I'm doing the show is to show that when it comes to most bands, not all, there's some that are kind of cheesy or some that are kind of clones of rock bands, but there are a lot that are actually very creative and want to, you know, create their own kind of sound, and some that have even been instrumental in developing certain musical styles. So part of wanting to create that show was just to kind of get that out there and let people experience it and see that there are actually a lot of legitimate artists doing Christian music as well as doing mainstream. And a lot of the Christian artists have or do also play in mainstream bands as well. So there's a lot of that interaction as well. And so, yeah, so it was just the idea I had for a radio station at one point that I decided to turn into a show, you know. Yeah. So apparently everyone on the pack thought it was a good idea, and it was unanimously voted on in favor of letting me host the show. So, yeah, I appreciated that. And, you know, like I said, I thought it was kind of a long shot being such a small niche, and also because it's not a religious station, you know.
Yeah,
but
right.
there's enough there to justify having the music on there, you know.
And we should let people know that if you'd like to do a show, go to lccommunityradio.org, hit the Contact Us button, and go on the right-hand side. There are three links on the right there in green, and one of them is Propose a New Show. Mm-hmm. And we're always, like I said, I'm always curious what the new ideas are going to be, how we're going to take this. People have been doing radio shows, music shows forever. How is your show going to put a unique spin on it?
Right. Yeah, that's part of what makes this radio station so unique too, is we're playing music that you won't hear on the regular radio stations, the national stations and others. So
yeah. Yeah.
What can people expect if they come to this party on the 25th?
We got the Swamp Coolers. They're going to be closing the show. That's going to be really good.
Swamp Coolers are so much fun.
Yeah.
I don't know about them. I mean, what kind of band is it?
I hear they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
How would...
Sorry, that was a... she got it. That was a pun. Sorry.
Oh, Swamp Coolers.
I mean, I would classify them... They're alternative rock. Tim Staley. Yeah, he's a poet. Really great lyricist. As far as the instrumentation, it's kind of like... A little stripped down. They have a lot of percussion and guitars.
Do a lot of original material.
Yeah.
And a little bit quirky.
Yeah.
Because I think Tim is a little bit quirky. And
I mean, I don't want to go too far, but I get a little bit of vibes of like Beck or Cake from
yeah,
that band.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's going to be that. The other thing we haven't talked about is we'll have three new people being inducted into the Las Cruces Community Radio Hall of Fame. And so that is a part of it for the second year in a row. We'll be announcing those people here probably today or tomorrow. So that probably today. So that is coming up as well. And once again, 6 to 9 o'clock, it's open to everybody. We're going to be raffling off this awesome quilt that we have here at the station. But mostly it's just celebrating 9 years of I kind of wish Peter was here because he can tell the stories about how difficult it was to get on the air and the fighting that it took. But 9 years later, we're just kind of celebrating that. And I want to put out a shout-out to the destination. Because, you know, we were talking earlier about there aren't as many venues in town as we would like. And they are really making an investment out there to create a music, a live music venue. And I think a lot of that stemmed from Tom Larkin's show, the Las Cruces Fest, that was so successful a couple of months ago. So, that's what it's going to be about. And we invite all of our listeners to come out and join us. And
if I could just say a couple things, we also have Alex, her band from Local Vibes Live. Her band is called Desert Honey. So they'll be playing as well as long as also along with DJ Wolfman Max.
Wolfman Max is going to be, as soon as the doors open, he's going to be there. And so there won't be any dead moments when we're changing from one band to the other, or one musician from the other. Wolfman Max will be taking it over.
Unfortunately, my band's not going to be there, so I'm just going to be playing solo for the event.
But, right, yeah. Right. Well, and you know, we're trying to squeeze four bands and one Hall of Fame announcement into a 3-hour event.
Right.
And so it's going to be a little bit compact, but I think we'll give everybody a chance to at least get an idea of what you guys are doing. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not having been to this venue before, is it like a bar?
No.
Is there seating?
Yes, there will be seating. It's not a bar. It's kind of a hard place to define. It is a meeting center. You can have conventions and events there. They've got a pickleball court, an indoor pickleball court. They've got this very large room for sports, where they've got this thing called pitch tracks, where it has analytics on your swing and all that kind of stuff. It's just a very – and like I said, ever since the LC Rocks Fest, they've really kind of dived into the idea of putting on more live music events. And so they are just getting started. You know, it used to be for years it was the old Stove Store that you would drive by on Loman.
Right before Miguel's restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly
and
right.
They also have sound-isolated rooms in there for bands and people to practice music.
We didn't even get to that part.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and they have drum kits set up, ready to go, and guitars and bass.
Yeah, and I had no idea what this place was either until we met for the meeting a little while ago. But yeah, and I talked to the administrator or whatever his job is, but he told me he also wants musicians to give lessons there as well.
Yeah.
So I sent him my contact info, but if there are musicians who give lessons, you know, they could reach out and partner with them, and they'll provide a room for you to give lessons in for a, you know, nominal fee. But
they've got an art gallery. They've got they were doing for spring break. They were doing classes for kids. So yeah, it's just very diverse, and it's kind of a hard place to explain. But a new asset for our community.
Oh,
so
yeah,
happy to have them.
There's a place similar to that in Albuquerque, kind of near where the highway overpass goes over. That's like an arts space that has live music and stuff. So it's nice to hear that we're having something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. We are down to our last 3 minutes. Julian, what was your favorite show this year? Do you have a favorite?
I want to say that my favorite show was this artist. He's from Arizona. His name is Bar J. Bar.
Yes. Kind of looks like the Marlboro Man.
Yeah, and he's it was all original music. I'm not sure if he does covers or not, but he has such a great, unique style, and he really honed it in very well. And I wish him lots of success, and his crew that he hangs out with. They're all a bunch of really cool guys.
Yeah, no, that was one was a lot of fun for me too. Let's see, what do we want to, the last couple of minutes, what do we want to wrap up with? What do we need to tell people about your shows or about what we have coming up?
Can I make a little announcement?
Yeah,
for
ahead.
Jet Zero. So I do have a show coming up this Saturday, July 18th, at Lalo Sonora Style Hot Dogs. It's going to be their 6-year anniversary, and it is from 5 to 11. They're going to have multiple bands there. So it's going to be a great event. Let me see if I could find that lineup.
Do you mind if I give a quick plug?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, because my band, the Cuatro Cincos, is actually playing this Saturday, at Elephant Ranch from, I believe we're playing from 6:30 to 9:30, or it might be 7:30 to 10:30. But
okay.
I want to say 6:30 to 9:30 because I don't know if they're even open that late. But
yeah
Cuatro Cincos playing this Saturday at Elephant Ranch.
Have you got it?
All right. For the lineup for Saturday, it's going to be The Fallacies. They're from Silver City, New Mexico. Jet Zero, Picarus, who was actually on one of our shows, Armitage Shanks, Bricked Up, and The Overnight Shift.
Okay. And once again, that's going to be Saturday, July 25th, 6 to 9, at the Destination Sports and Arts Complex.